from the rising of the sun to its setting.
The name of the Lord is to be praised.
Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere.
I would rather be your keeper in the house, my God, than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is true.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
The name of the Lord is to be praised.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 12. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say in that day, Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Proclaim that His name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for He has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. This is the word of the Lord. A reading from St. James, chapter 1. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of His own will He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness that God requires. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted Word, which is able to save your souls. This is the Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing the introit. Reading from St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "Now I am going to Him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go away, I will send Him to you. And when He comes, He will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in Me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see Me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take what is Mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is Mine. Therefore I said that He will take what is Mine and declare it to you." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with the Common Responsory, page 263. Forever, O Lord, Your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the foundation of Your house and the place where Your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of Your house and the place where Your glory dwells.
Please stand. You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The Lord God is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Text for our sermon this evening is that text we sang at the beginning of our service. We heard it read just a few moments ago. The entirety of Isaiah chapter 12. Dear friends in Christ. The old song was sung by the Red Sea. It was a song of victory, of triumph over the enemies of God and His people. The people stood above the waters, gazing into the waves that had swallowed up all of their foes. Pharaoh's host, chariots, soldiers, horses, swallowed up, destroyed, cast down in utter humiliating defeat. Their song of triumph echoed out over the waters of destruction. The waters of victory. We hear from Exodus chapter 15. The Lord is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise Him, my Father's God, and I will exalt Him. But that was the old song. In our introit for tonight, we are exhorted to sing anew. Sing to the Lord a new song, Alleluia! For He has revealed His righteousness in the sight of the nations, Alleluia! The new song is sung at the baptismal font. It is a song of victory, of final triumph over the enemies of God and His people. We stand above the waters, gazing into the waves that swallowed up all of our foes. Sin, death, the power of the devil, all cast down in utter humiliating defeat. Our song of triumph echoes out over the waters of destruction, the waters of victory. The Lord God is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. Sing, dear friends. Sing out the song of victory. Sing out, each and every one of you, for God Himself has become your Savior. He has come in salvation for you. You, singular. delivering you from His just wrath over your sin. You will say in that day, the day of Easter, the day of your baptism, every day since that you rejoice in the great gifts that Christ has given you, and then on the last day, which endures forever, you will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. God was angry with you, for you sinned. God was angry with you, for you rebelled against Him. God was your enemy because you had become His enemy. You, along with all of humanity, turned against the One who had given every good gift. You were quite rightly condemned to death and hell. Now, I'm convinced, doing a deep psychological study of myself, and I assume it applies to you, I'm convinced that we don't take nearly seriously enough these words. Yes, we say the words in our confessions of sin at the beginning of the divine service, like divine service setting one. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. But I'm convinced we don't actually take these words all that seriously. We don't really think that our sins anger God, that a holy God could have wrath over sin, that His wrath paints a big bullseye on our chest. We don't think about what it means to have the God of creation angry with us, or consider the eternal consequences of our sins. But that, dear friends, is reality. Our sins anger God. They anger and offend Him enough that death and hell is our only share. You and I deserve to spend eternity in hell. Know it, believe it, confess it, sing it. But dear friends, don't stop singing there. Though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. The wonderful miracle that inspires our song is amazingly simple, though it is the most profound act of mercy, the most profound mystery in all of creation. In an inconceivable act of love, the angry God has become our salvation. Our salvation came from no other place, no other source than the very God who was angry with us. This angry God freely, in His overwhelming love for you, acted to bring you salvation. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. We only have to flip the page in Isaiah, look back one chapter, to see this plan laid out. A shoot will come forth from the stump of Jesse, the barren stump of Jesse, that line of Israel's kings that had been cut off in God's wrath. A shoot will come forth, a branch bearing fruit, true God in the flesh, and He will go forth to bring you righteousness and peace. He He will go forth, as Isaiah 11 puts so beautifully, to restore Eden again, reconciling man and beast to each other and to their Creator. And He will bring forth, this is the second part of Isaiah 11, a new exodus that requires a new song, gathering the people of God from every place that they have been scattered. He will bring us through the waters of baptism as He brought the people of Israel through the Red Sea. And we will see our enemies drowned behind us. How will He do this? Well, now you got to flip forward about 40 chapters to Isaiah 52 and Isaiah 53. There we see that same branch from the stump of Jesse placing Himself between us and God's wrath over our sin. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon Him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with His wounds, we are healed. God was angry with the branch, His Son, for our sins. He was angry with the branch, and so His wrath passed over us. And now, in the greatest reversal, He comforts us. The angry God has become our salvation in Jesus Christ. Sin can no longer enslave. Satan no longer accuse. Death has no more victory. Know it. Believe it. Confess it. Sing it. Come to this place singing as you approach the waters of life. Come to this place singing as you drink deeply of this salvation. With joy will you draw waters from the wells of salvation. This is the water flowing from the pierced side of Jesus, the living water that He promised the Samaritan woman, water that one drinks and is never thirsty again. This is the water bubbling up from what was once a desert. As God gave His people Israel to drink from a rock in the wilderness, so He gives you and me to drink from Christ, our crucified and risen Lord. The desert has become a garden, and on the last day we will dwell in the new Eden forevermore. On that day, the day of salvation, the day of Easter, the day of your baptism, together with every day since, until the last day, you will rejoice to sing, along with the church of every tribe, language, race, and century. Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Proclaim that His name is exalted. Call upon His name, the name of salvation, the name above all other names at which every knee shall bow. The salvation brought by the branch, the salvation given by God, is not just for you as an individual. It is not even just for those who this day reside in the church. It is for the entire world. Sing praises to the Lord, for He has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. You see, that is what the song is for. To proclaim to the world that truth, that mystery, that the angry God has become our salvation. He has done gloriously. He has acted, intervened in mercy, in grace, in love for a creation estranged from Him. He Himself did what we were unable to. He acted in compassion toward those who had only hatred for Him. He brought you through the waters. He drowned and destroyed your enemies in the font. But His salvation doesn't end with you. It doesn't end with those currently in the church. His salvation is for all. And the church sings so that the world will know that God has acted in salvation for all people. That is what the new song is all about. Sing to the Lord a new song, Alleluia! For He has revealed His righteousness in the sight of the nations, Alleluia! The old song was good, but it was incomplete. The salvation it celebrated, though awesome, though great, was not complete, not total. Pharaoh's host was drowned in the Red Sea, but sin, death, and Satan still stalked God's people. Creation was still in the bondage of rebellion. The new song celebrates a salvation that fulfills the Exodus because it is greater than the Exodus. Because the branch stood between us and God's wrath over our sin. An enemy nation hasn't been defeated, but the domain of death. We have not been released simply from the slavery of oppressing rulers, but from the shackles of sin. A wicked worldly ruler has not been defeated, but Satan himself. The branch has triumphed over them all by being nailed to a tree in our place and rising again in victory. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. The angry God has become our salvation. The angry God, whose holiness meant our destruction, now dwells in our midst. God comes among us in word and sacrament, not to destroy, but to save. We are the inhabitants of Zion, the church, which exists in this world wherever the gifts of Christ are given and will be fully revealed as a bride for her husband on the last day. On that day we will shout. On that day we will rejoice. On that day we will sing. The Lord God is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We sing, Crown Him with Many Crowns, number 525.
our resurrected Savior, Jesus Christ. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship tonight. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet with us. We pray that the good news of the new song of salvation would be in your heart and in your lips today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. service continues and concludes with the prayers. We begin page 265. Page 265, please stand. In addition to the prayer requests that are listed in our bulletin, we rejoice with Pastor Christian and Lisa Preuss in the birth of a son, Isaac John. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the holy Christian church, here and scattered throughout the world, for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, especially Mildred, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who are mourning the loss of loved ones, the family of Marjorie Legband, the family of Donna Preuss, that their comfort would be in the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of life, we rejoice with Pastor Christian and Lisa Preuss in the gift of a son, Isaac John. We beg you to keep mother and son safe until he has been born again in the waters of holy baptism. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For continued blessings on our school, our preschool, teachers, administration, board, staff, and students as we begin the summer months. For our school as we continue the search for a new teacher, for Linda Ahrens and her family as they transition to Missouri. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise. That among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your Holy Word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day. And I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We sing.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen.
Please be seated. Our closing hymn, Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. 463. 463. Why should Easter get all of the great hymns and we never sing them any other day out of the year? It is Easter season yet, and we pray that God would richly bless us. Next Wednesday, we will celebrate and observe the Ascension of our Lord. We'll do it a day early. We always do that here with our Wednesday service. A very, very important part of Christ's work on earth is that He leaves us. And how can that possibly be? We heard in the gospel reading last week, the week before, it is to your advantage that I leave you. And we pray that God would bless us as we hear and see and examine why Christ, risen and ascended on high, yet still with us in word and sacrament, is to our blessing and to our advantage. That's next Wednesday at 6:30. We've also got a lot of other activities and things going on. Today was the last day for our school and preschool. We had our closing chapel this morning. We will have a special voters meeting right after the 8 o'clock service on Sunday to consider a name for a call for a new teacher to replace Mrs. Ahrens. That'll be about 9:10 or so, right in there. So I invite you to participate in that. Vacation Bible School is coming. We need kids to be registered. We need helpers and teachers and all that kind of stuff. So check out the sign-up sheet right there. Lifelight Bible study tomorrow. We're winding down on the Gospel of Mark, and we'll be starting a new study very soon, and that will be on the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews. That's tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. I assume since choir is here, we're having choir tonight. Is that correct? Yes, everybody's shaking their head up there. Okay, great job tonight. And Bible study on Luke 1 and 2 in the fellowship hall. Pastor, anything else? Okay. Have a great day and week and Easter season and life in the Lord Jesus Christ.